Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent already. The fourth Sunday of Lent always has the special designation as Laetare Sunday. Laetare. The Latin word which means to rejoice. This is Rejoice Sunday. The priest and deacon wear the color rose instead of violet. A bishop would too if there's one around. Rose is the color of joy. We can have flowers to dignify the altar, which is very unusual in Lent. All of this lends us to ask ourselves, how joyful am I? Am I joyful? Or does my faith in Christ bring me joy? Does my relationship with Christ really bring me joy? Let's begin by being reminded that joy is different than happiness. Happiness is an emotion. Happiness is a reaction, a response to something outside of myself. It's a reaction to some pleasure outside of myself. Like when I hit all of the green lights, all right, I'm happy. You momentarily feel like you've cheated traffic flow, and that brings you happiness for a while. It's very brief, until the next red light. Joy is not a response to something outside of me. Joy is a reality inside of me. It's real in me. Joy is not an emotion which comes and goes. Joy is a state of my soul. And remember, the Bible tells us joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's a product of the Holy Spirit. Its source is from God. Joy comes from God. I want you to remember this week, it's not enough for us to be happy in life. We need something more. We need to be joyful. We need to be joyful because here's where joy comes from. Joy comes from a heart that loves God. But above all, joy comes from a heart that feels loved by God. I just had a conversation with a young person, persons in his 20s. To me, now that's young, a lot younger than I, as I turn 52 this week. We talked about his experiences at Mass. He didn't really experience God at Mass. And I told him, it doesn't always have to be about you. Maybe your coming to Mass is not about your experience of God. I told him, maybe your coming to Mass is God's experience of you, which brings joy to the Son of God. I always said to my students, whenever they would listen, I said, joy, not happiness, makes me happy. Joy, not happiness, really makes me happy. It's all throughout the Bible. The word joy or joyfulness or rejoice happens 59 times in the New Testament. We read it 59 times, like the gospel today, that beautiful gospel about the prodigal son. The father of the prodigal son said to the older son, "We must now rejoice. We must rejoice." He said, "Because your brother who was once dead is now alive. Your brother who has been lost is now found." Our returning to God is always joyful to God. Every time you come to Mass, you are returning again for God to experience your faith. My favorite quote, though, that teaches us really what joy is about is from St. Paul. St. Paul wrote, "With all my affliction, I am overjoyed." With all my affliction, he writes, I am overjoyed. It reminds us that it is true that whatever is going on in my life, whatever is going on in my life, I can be joyful. In affliction or not, I can be joyful because it's a gift from God. I can be joyful because joy is not from what I've done. Joy is from knowing what's been done for me, what our Lord did for us. That's why when we come to Mass, we have before us here the greatest symbol of joy ever, our Lord's death on the cross. What he did for us in that act of dying for us brings joy to our souls. But before he died, at the Last Supper, another symbol before us always. Before the cross, our Lord said to his disciples, "These things I have spoken to you," he said, "so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." Our Lord was a joyful man, and he wants to share that with us. So as we continue to work our way towards Easter, we are now two-thirds through this season of Lent. It's a time for us to ask ourselves this week, am I joyful? Does my faith bring me joy? It's a time for us to pray for joy because it's a gift from God. We pray for joy because it's not enough for us to just be happy. Amen.